John Schlimm throws a party in a book. He's that enthusiastic. Grill parties are his thing, and his food entices big time. Now, here's the sort of unexpected angle. His book is grilling vegan style, not what you normally connect with partying at the grill. Hey, John, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Oh, I'm so happy to be with you.
You know, vegan on the grill can be a real challenge. So how would you have us start?
Well, you know, I think that you're right. It is challenging and it's mysterious and it's even scary to some people. And my objective is to just blow through that stereotype because really it's just about removing animal products from the food. It's not about really not allowing yourself to eat a lot of things. In fact, it expands just what you can eat. And certainly you can put just about anything on the grill and it does not have to involve animal products.
So give me some ideas of what you like to do for main dishes.
Well, you know, I love doing veggie burgers on the grill. And I love to make veggie burgers from scratch, which are quite simple. I have the slip and sliders, which use garbanzo beans and green onions and toasted almonds and cumin and coriander. Of course, portobello burgers, there's not much mixing you need. You can just marinate them and put them right on the grill. And they act like a hearty burger. You can take things like cauliflower, which maybe on its own doesn't have much flavor, but you put it on the grill and you combine it with some smoked paprika, and it just has that wow factor.
But, you know, there are three things that sort of replace meat for vegans. It's tempeh and seitan and tofu. How do you handle these on the grill?
Well, you know, they can be a little temperamental, especially the tofu and the seitan. The tempeh is a little bit sturdier and stronger and hardier, so that holds up a little better. But there are these wonderful things called grill screens, which everyone should have. Even if they aren't vegans or vegetarians, it's just a great thing to have for making things like smaller vegetables or skinnier vegetables like asparagus. Sometimes the asparagus spear slipped through the grate. So a grill screen will take care of all that. But the other thing that you can do is put skewers in the tofu as well as the seitan, and that really helps to keep it above board.
Right. So how do you grill tofu?
Well, the way I grill it, you first have to really drain the water out of it, and which is quite simple. You just put it on a paper towel and put a weight on top, and that will drain. And I do that for about an hour because you don't want all that water spitting and splattering all over the grill. But then I love to marinate it, and that's really the miracle and the magic of those three what are called meat analogs, the tofu, tempeh, and seitan, is they act like these great sponges for any flavors you want to mix them with. So I will whip up a marinade that maybe is lemon and garlic or mustard and white wine. I have a classic barbecue sauce. Really, any of the marinades you would use with meat, you can use on these three. And especially the tofu really absorbs it. And then I put it on the grill screen. And the thing about grilling anything, really, is grills need a lot of attention. You need to sort of stand right beside them and watch the food the whole time. But these things grill up in about 8 to 10 minutes, turn them maybe once or twice until they're golden brown. And that's all it takes, and they're done.
That sounds fabulous. John, thank you for talking with us.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.
John Schlimm is author of Grilling Vegan Style. Now, he's left us with a complete vegan party menu. You can find it at splendidtable.org.